Okay, so we've come to the end of this section on light and calculating things about how light moves through a periodic structure. And there are some things that you could do if you want to work on light. And one of them would be to use the Prein method to calculate any crystal. I said here one-dimensional layered materials. It might be nice to have it for one-dimensional materials because we already have the other programs that calculate everything about it. Then you could check how good is the plane wave method. What happens when you, at some point you have to truncate this matrix. You have to take only a certain number of G values. How many G values do you really need to take to come close to the exact solutions that are known in this case? That would be the issue of doing it for one-dimensional layered materials. Or you can do a calculation of any two-dimensional material or three-dimensional material. And I think I may have some example code of students who've already done it and calculated the density of states if you're interested in that. Another thing you can do is work on this table of empty lattice approximations. So we have a bunch of them, but there's still a lot of them are missing. And then this is just, again, calculate the band structure of some photonic crystal using the plane wave method. And another thing that would be nice to have is just a general solution that solves Hill's equation. So Hill's equation is second derivative like this. This is Hill's equation. And there are two linearly independent solutions. And it would be possible to write a program that allows you to put this periodic function in analytically, and it will calculate what the solutions are. I have a program that in one dimension solves the Schrödinger equation, which is essentially the same thing. So the code would just have to be, it's the same calculation, so the only thing you would have to do is reform this code so it casts it in this form. Because I have already a program that solves h bar squared over 2m squared. And then here, a periodic function. And for mathematicians, these two are the same equation, where here you put in a periodic function, and it gives a solution. So we should be able to write one like this. But it would just be nice to see what the solutions look like. They should have block form. If it's a periodic function, you should get two solutions of block form. Okay, so